Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe 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 Govinda Govinda Radhe.
Gopis, I make him spin like a disc with the disc-shaped hairpins that I place above your ears. The visions of devotional service.
I can. Chanchala. Who is Chanchala, you know? Who is mad to see his lover? His eyes is always searching something. His eyes is restless. For what? For one point. She is looking many things, but she is not satisfied by that looking. She is searching something else in that circle. Chanchala. See, chanchala means very impatient to find something to his lover. His eyes is restless till this guy not come in the front of him. She's searching like a mad lady. So chanchala, oh chanchala. Read it.
Oh chanchalakshi.
Oh Lakshi, one pointed. You are so one pointed that you are searching only one thing. What is this? Why this is written here? That the Manjari has to do the same way. Manjari's sadhana is to meditate like a chanchala lakshi. Manjari has to meditate in one-pointed and she has to be a madden for looking for his lover. That is the meaning of chanchala lakshi. Lakshi means one point. There is no other desire for my eyes and my goal, nothing other goal is left for me. Maddened to find my lover. Chanchala Lakshya. Lakshya means one point. You know, Lakshya. And Chanchala is I, this Chanchala. When I don't see my lover, then my eyes is restless. Chanchala Lakshi.
Although Mura Satru Krishna.
Mura. And he is a Satru. Satru means enemy. Takes time to come in the front. He's an enemy nature. She's restless and he's not coming. It seems like he become enemy to her. Mura means Mura means foolish. Less intelligent. And you behave like a Satru, means enemy for my swami.
Although Mura Satru Krishna agitates all the gopis, I may...
He agitate also, and he hide also. He agitate also, and he don't come, want to come in the front also. Is like an enemy, Satru. When it's happening like this, it behaves like an enemy. It's not friendly. less mind, not less intelligent, Radhe Radhe. Intelligentsia is less where to stay, he don't know. And he behaved like an enemy because he not come in the front, or he is hiding from us. He is an enemy for my chanchara, my swami.
I make him spin like a disc.
Now I will make him spin like a disc to dance. Wait. When he will come, he will dance like a spin, like he dancing, one disc is dancing on the disc, you know, turn and spinning. He will spin like this. Wait, wait. My Swami will make him spin like a disc. Yeah. Wait, wait. Kinkiri say, wait, wait. This Mura Satru will spin like a disc. Wait for some moment. This is the mood of my devotees.
I make him spin like a disc with the disc-shaped hairpins that I place above your ears.
Yeah. Disc?
Disc-shaped hairpins that I place above your ears.
This pin, you turn, how it runs, disc means platinum. Black pin, black sham will do like this. Will make him to spin like this. Like this spin. Increase our meditating in this way. Om Murasattu, my chanchala, imagine to see you now where you are hiding. Come near front, I will make you, I will keep my pen out and play on this and you will dance like this.
O Chanchalakshi, restless-eyed girl, although Murasatru Krishna agitates all the gopis, I make him spin like a disc with the disc-shaped hairpins that I place above your ears.
That pin I will bring and play and say, you are like this. I will take one pin from your ear. Is it black? Because you like to put the pin near your ear, black. You know, black pins. Yeah.
Commentary? The visions of devotional service and the end of those visions follow each other successively.
Love.
The visions of devotional service and the end of those visions follow each other successively, creating simultaneously an amazing satisfaction and agony. This agony is a deeply relishable bliss. Although Srila Das Goswami is an eternal maidservant of Sri Radhika, he always feels as if he loves her for the first time. regardless of what condition he is in. At every moment, the awareness of a lack of direct meeting with the beloved deity awakens in his heart. How great is his agony! I have fallen on the bank of your lake. Please take me to your lotus feet, knowing me to be your fallen maidservant. The neophyte devotees must learn this eager devotional longing from him. The life of a devotee is naturally full of thoughts of the beloved deity and nothing else.
And who is my deity? Swamini. Radhika. Read again.
This visions of devotional service.
This devotional service will come when my vision will fix one point. Go on.
And the end of those visions follow each other successively.
Then you can understand how they are successful in their exchange of love. And you are how successful to feel it.
Creating simultaneously an amazing satisfaction.
Amazing! You never expect in your life that this Supreme Personality of Godhead will spin like a pin of Radhika. The Manjaris, they imagine this, this is just the Radhika's hairpin, and they do this, and so you are this of me. You dance like this, then I will help you. You have to spin and show yourself, then I will bring you to her. This is the service of Manjari. Go on.
Creating simultaneously an amazing satisfaction.
Amazing satisfaction will come in life. It's never happened before that. Only glorification you do in whole life. You are the Supreme Lord, you are this and you are this and you are this. It's nothing. You make him the pin of Radhika's hair and play like this and say, oh, black boy, this is your punishment. You have to do this, then I will bring to you. Show me your dance. You are a good dancer. Yes, yes, I will do this. And he will spin like the pin, because they are showing that she is very near to you. I can show you only way when you will do and show us.
Amazing satisfaction and agony. This agony is a deeply relishable bliss.
Agony means?
Pain.
Yeah. Yeah.
Although Srila Das Goswami is an eternal maidservant of Sri Radhika.
You see, this is only the maidservant of Radhika can do. Because she is the maid servant Rati Manjari of Radhika. She is only thinking for Radhika. Also thinking for his lover, but is not parallel. Parallel means samsne. If you think Radha and Krishna similar, then is a samsneha, then is a not adiksne. Some means parallel. And when you see Krishna higher and Radhika nowhere, then is a visamsneha. Only Krishna is the God and you see impersonal to Krishna. Is a visamsneha. Only you need to know philosophy because God has only philosophy. God can show you through the philosophy. There is no any other thing to know. And after that, you have to be in the only neutral position. Because philosophy can only bring you to the neutral position. They will not show you that you can make him spin like a pin of body. No. You hear pin of Radhika, you turn and show that you have to dance and show me like this. It's not possible. Because he has a desire to see Radhika and you are the key to bring him. This is the point. He cannot go directly because he don't know where she is. And you know where she is and you will bring there. So he will do that, what you will say to him. He will convince you with his all love and affection and he will say, now I am alone and you are alone. Come, we can go to the meeting. And the Manjari says, no, I give myself to Radhika. I can serve for her to you. I have no interest with you. But Sakhi and Gopis, all they will say, yes, yes, yeah. We do the sadhana to come to you only. This is sadhana siddhas gopis. They do the sadhana from Rama avatar only to reach to Krishna. And the Manjari has no desire even to think for Krishna. Radhika Krishna they do, but no personal Krishna they think in the dream also. Then you become adiksneha. Then you are more with Radhika. Love is the main thing.
Although Srila Das Goswami is an eternal maidservant of Sri Radhika, he always feels as if he loves her for the first time.
First time. First time love is very serious. Not boring. First time love is very, very serious. It never make bow to. This is the beauty of first time love. And see the teacher of first time love. Hmm. Yeah.
He always feels as if he loves her for the first time, regardless of what condition he is in. At every moment, the awareness of a lack of direct meeting with the beloved deity awakens in his heart.
Always lack of meeting, lack of I am near to you. O Swami, I can do more service to you. I can be always with you. I am missing you to serve. I am not very serious to do something. I want to do more and more for you. Lack of meeting. So many responsibilities I have, and I cannot care you, and I cannot think for you. Feeling is so beautiful.
At every moment, the awareness of a lack of direct meeting.
Direct meeting. Only I am thinking for you, but direct meeting I am missing.
At every moment, the awareness of a lack of direct meeting with the beloved deity awakens in his heart.
Yes.
How great is his agony! I have fallen on the bank of your lake. Please, take me to your lotus feet, knowing me to be your fallen maidservant.
I am falling in your bank of lake of Radhapur. That is your lake, I am falling. Take me now. I'm lacking your meeting.
The neophyte devotees must learn this eager devotional longing from him.
Yeah.
The life of a devotee is naturally full of thoughts of the beloved deity and nothing else.
Nothing. That is Manjari Sadhana. People ask, what is Manjari Bhav? What is to do? This is to do. Always we feel that first meeting, first side glance, first meeting, lack of meeting, missing to meet. Again when time will come to see you, mind is always fixed in this. This is Radha Das.
The life of a devotee is naturally full of thoughts of the beloved deity.
Yeah, full of thoughts. Always thinking about things. Before was many things is coming into my mind, but now my full of thoughts only with you.
Such intimacy with Sri Radharani cannot be attained while being engrossed in the mundane kingdom.
Yes. When I will be in my mundane kingdom, in my false ego, in my bodily consciousness, it will never come. We have to come in my spiritual identity, pure goodness, to enter in this divine mind.
Again
read this.
such intimacy.
Intimacy cannot come from the bodily consciousness, because this is the blockage of my intimacy. My false ego is blocking me to be intimate to you. My body and my senses, my mind is blocking to develop intimacy with you. These are the blockage in between me and you
of intimacy.
Such intimacy with Sri Radharani cannot be attained while being engrossed in the mundane kingdom.
You see? Mundane kingdom is my bodily kingdom too. I am this. This is my kingdom. This mundane kingdom is holding me to be close with my son, to be close with love. What is my goal? Love is the goal. God is not a goal. What you are searching for? 50% is atheist. In human, 50% is atheist. No belief in God. But no one you can show me that you don't believe in love. No one is atheist from love. And even the animal, birds and tree knows about love. So empire of love is bigger than the God empire. Because we don't want to do love, so we search to the God to escape from that. And then go to the church, then he say, love is God. Where you will escape? Church also say, love is God. How you can go to God without love? And we want to escape from love. We want to keep only dealings. Give me this, I give you this. This is business, not love. He said, okay, I will also give you, I will take from you, but it's not love. We have to take the shelter of love. And this God will spin like a pin of my lovers. You showed that you dance me like this. I want to see and please me. Then I will bring to my chanchala. First you have to convince me you are also serious.
A person like me has left all his kith and kin far behind to go to Braj, where his mind became absorbed in thinking of temporary things.
Again, I've heard my name.
A person like me has left all his kith and kin far behind to go to Braj, where his mind is absorbed in thinking of temporary things.
This is mundane life. What is mundane life? Mundane world, then sentence full.
I'm living in Vrindavan, where the birds are singing Sri Radhika's words.
More up. Back.
A person like me has left all his kith and kin.
No, more up.
Such intimacy with the Shri. His mind wants nothing and nobody else. How far back,
Guru?
A person like me.
More up, my dear.
Such intimacy with Shri Radharani cannot be attained while being engrossed in the mundane kingdom.
Yeah. Dan is coming. Go on.
A person like me has left all his kith and kin far behind to go to Braj, where his mind became absorbed in thinking of temporary things.
Yes. Disconnected. Because I'm living in my kingdom of mundane life. So what I'm thinking, my kids and my property and my senses and my mind and my feet, ego, and I live to think, to reach for this divine thing. Braja is a place where you receive this mercy of realization. Oh. Realize this here. Feel this, now connecting.
I'm living in Vrindavan, where the birds are singing Sri Radhika's glories.
The birds are singing and telling Radhika's glories. The dust of Vrindavan telling about Radhika's glories. The trees are talking about the Radhika's glories. And all the living entity of the Vrindavan, they only talk about Radhe, Radhe. Radhe, Radhe, they don't know. Which religion they belong, no meaning, they will say Radhe, Radhe. Even the Muslim, they don't say Walaikum Salam, they say Radhe, Radhe. All they say Radhe, Radhe. You will surprise what is happening here. Everything is Radhe, Radhe.
I'm living in Vrindavan, where the birds are singing Sri Radhika's glories, where the trees and vines shudder out of love for Sri Radhika.
Trees and the vine is latas. The flower and the birds, all they are talking about Radhika. And the bee and the Krishna are coming to taste that honey from the flower. And the birds in the flower, they are dancing. That bee is sucking the honey of the flower and the birds are very happy. The manchinis are the birds. Flower is Radhika and bee is Krishna. Jit dekhun tit sham mein. Where I see only to you my song.
I'm living in Vrindavan, where the birds are singing Sri Radhika's glories, where the trees and vines shudder out of love for Sri Radhika, and where each speck of dust is sprinkled with the Mahabhav that emanates from Sri Radhika's foot soles.
Wow.
Where is that realization?
When this comes in my life, this realization, where is that realization? when I will get this realization, when I will feel it, this is my dream house. We have to cry for this. We have to become Vrindavan for this. This is the Vrindavan coming. We are out in the mundane world, we not enter in Vrindavan. When we enter in Vrindavan, this is the goal, to be in Vrindavan. No other desire. Read again.
I am living in Vrindavan, where the birds are singing Sri Radhika's glories, where the trees and vines shudder out of love for Sri Radhika, and where each speck of dust is sprinkled with the Mahabhava that emanates from Sri Radhika's footsoles. Where is that realization?
When this realization will come in my life, when I will become fortunate, when I will become her maidservant to realize this, because I am not maidservant, it's still my mundane consciousness is holding me to not go to the heart center.
Sensitive devotees experience the real form of Braj.
Sensitive. Who is not interested, who not become sensitive, how they will understand? They will see Bhav Vrindavan full of that garbage, lack of cup water. They will see outside. They cannot see inside of Vrindavan. What for I come and what I am doing here?
Sensitive devotees experience the real form of Braj, but fellows devoid of devotion see it as just an ordinary, mundane place.
Yeah. Ordinary person see mundane place. Because Radhika mercy is not there, love is not there, still look after coming to God, bodily consciousness, and attachment with body is still running here.
Therefore, the aspirants should give up their material conditionings and bring in their transcendental conceptions.
Yeah.
The soul thrives on prema rasa and must relish that and attain the honey-sweet association of the divine couple.
Yeah. It's not to explain, you understand. Soul, when you come to the soul point, then you can see the divine couple. Honey, exchange of honey, the love of both of them. And that honey drop comes to your tongue, you will never leave that. This rasa is the highest rasa. For that we come to realize and to go back to home for that rasa. No other required desire is there. Here and there, when it will not realize this material body, when time will come to yours, when I will lose this material body, we don't know which body we will get. We will get human body or not. This human body, we got it to feel it and realize it and go back to this service where no one comes back from there.
Sri Das Goswami sits on the bank of Sri Radha Kund and weeps for want of the direct personal service of Srimati Radhika, to whom he has offered his whole mind and heart.
Yeah. Mahajan Gata Supantha. What Mahajan is doing, they're teaching by their own behavior to us. Raghunath Das Goswami in his sadhak deha sitting and praying to Swami to get his siddha deha to enter in the service of Swami. This is our goal of life. Radha Dasyam is this. In which circumstances we are fortunate to think for her. How to come out from this mundane world, from my material body to enter in my spiritual body to test this master.
The Goswamis have taught by example that if the mind wanders off elsewhere, Swamini is running off.
She will never come. Mind will go different circumstances. Swami will never come to you. Mind will fixed in Swamini. She will be near to you. Your heart and mind has to fix it. That is only one condition. And this condition can grow when you identify your spiritual consciousness. Not with mundane world, material body. Clear? So clear.
Why won't I become absorbed in you?
Because we don't know your body. You don't know your beauty because we never see like this to you. So my absorption is in different direction. When I will realize this, why I will bother further? I will observe on you only, Swami, and I will see you only. Where I see only, I see you.
Why can I not make my life a full success?
I have to make my life successful. Why not I make it successful before? Now I have to make successful. And success will come only with this way. This is the mercy of Chaitanya. She is Radhika and she wants to make her life successful. So she sent all Goswamis to realize and to give easy way to understand. Ahet ki kripa, manjari bhav is it ahet ki kripa, not sadhan sadhya. What is sadhana I can do? Nitya Krishna, nitya siddha Krishna prem, sadhya kamunai. Nitya siddha Krishna prem is sadhya kamunai, means it's not possible, no scripture right. You do this and you will get the Krishna prem. Show me any scripture is written like this. Sadhya kavunai, sadhya, impossible to find with any sadhana to get it. Shuddha chitta. Only we need the chitta to pure, covered to remove. What is purity? My covering of false ego is impure. My bodily covering is impure. My sense covering is impure. My mind covering is impure. They covered me and they bring me out from this goal. So the chitta, chitta, chitta means your heart should be pure to see that. Chitta, sravanadi, karai udaya. Udaya means like a sunrise. It will be like a sunrise in my life. Only I will feel, only this is to do in life.
I will purify my muddy mind with this Mahavani.
Muddy mind. Only we have to clean it, my muddy mind. This is the only thing to do. Why we are listening? To clean my muddy mind, covered with mud. Like you go in the muddy land and you got the muddy body, then you go to take bath in muddy body. Body is muddy, so you go to take bath and clean that mud. So we have to clean our mind, muddy mind. It's full of mud, garbage. That has to be, muddy mind has to be clean it. Oh, water is clean. Can you change the bottle? Padmanabhi, change the bottle. There are many bottles. Oh, you cannot. Gopinath, say to Vijay. Yeah. Muddy mind, to clean it. Sravanadi. Shuddha chitta is important. Greed for that is important. To clean my muddy mind. Savaradi kare udaye. You clean the mud, you will see the light, sun rising. What you do when the body is full of mud? Go and take bath and clean your mud. So you have to clean your mud from your muddy mind. and this muddy mind can clean by listening only. That the chitta has become desire for this. Yes, I like this. I want to be with this. This is my desire, greed for that.
A person who thinks like that is a bhakta vira, devotee hero.
Hero devotee. Vira. Really he is a bhakta. He will get the success. Why I say, don't waste your time. We become the best vira, the top. And your waste, not waste your time, do some business. Not stay halfway. Why to do that? And the European nature to go in the top. You become one to one, become bhakta, become veera, top one. And this is the process of doing that. Highest.
Uttama.
Uttama. So the chitta is important. Muddy mind has to clean. Muddy heart has to clean. To be a veera. No. Cotton jute bag. Can you bring from the kitchen jute bag? Jute bag can take it. Plastic bag will not take. Jute bag drink water.
It says, should clear the muddy mind with this Mahavani. This, what mean Mahavani?
Mahavani. Greatest teaching.
Mm-hmm. Realize soul realizations. When you will listen that, how they realize, how they become highest. If you listen to the lowest, you will go in that limit. It should be highest.
The secrets of this type of bhajan is only coming from pure realized devotee, not written in shastra.
Out of Vrindavan, nobody will say this. Because nobody knows he comes from this. They want to keep your muddy mind to use that. Nobody is asking for muddy mind to clean. Because their mind is also muddy, how they will clean your mind? Shuddha chitta, savanadi, karayoda. Only shuddha chitta and savan. Listening, you will change your life. It will not take many time to listen. One time you listen and all set. You want that. No other desire. This is the highest thing to do. That you say to, this is the Radhika spin, and you have to dance like this. That then I can help you, Krishna. Before that, I have no business with you. You are demon, you behave like an enemy. I say something, you do something. I'm not going to help you. You say, yes, I will show you dance better than this spin. And Krishna can do everything, you know. And he danced like this, in his spinning dance. You see, the Maharaj is a dance like a spin. One Krishna becomes so many Krishna. So beautiful. This is the beauty of Manjari's. This is the beauty of Radha Dasha. Now you decide you want to be a Krishna Das or Radha Dasi. You want to be a Samsneha, Visamsneha, Adhiksneha. गोपीनाथ से बात कर लो बेटा।
हो गया मेरा बात।
तुम डोर विंडो का नमूना दिखाओ। अभी तो हम नहीं देख सकते।
मैं कोई बात नहीं, यहाँ प्रसाद रख देता
हूँ। मगर आप उसको दिखाना होगा।
ठीक है।
और गोपीनाथ को कहो मेरे रूम में एक डोर लगा हुआ है, उसको देखो।
अच्छा।
और उसको मिलाओ। 5x4 का विंडो होगा।
अच्छा, मैं अभी देखूँ।
Good? You like it?
Shri
Everyone
Raghunath.
Like you, see?
Shri Raghunatha's life airs reach his throat when he suffers the pain of love in separation. Just then he gets a vision. He's no longer Raghunath. Now he is Tulasi Manjari.
Yeah.
Swamini.
Without Manjari Swarup, we are pain. Our air is choking. When the day will come that I will realize my Asthai Bhav, established nature, how to behave in my life. Yeah. When this time will come that I will not jump like this. In my soul, a sadhak, sadhak deha or soul consciousness. Soul is also marginal. Nature of soul is marginal. Marginal will finish when I will get the shelter of Radhika and she will bless me that you are mine. My marginal habit will change. And if I practice this to be in my sarup, we cry for that to come again in my sarup. Then my marginal nature will go out from me. Explain this. Marginal means going to here, going to that, going to this, going to that. Like I'm walking on the shore of the ocean Sometimes I go to ocean bath, sometimes I want to walk on the land, sometimes I want to enjoy my bodily consciousness, sometimes I want to be a devotee, this and that, sometimes this, sometimes that.
Like Jesus said, you have to decide what you want.
Yeah.
You can serve the Maya, or you can serve God.
You see, any lover will talk the same thing. You have to come to the marginal, to in Sarup, and he was in his Sarup, like a son. But you have a son. He is son.
What?
You are. You are God, son, then you are no Swarup. You are God's son means Krishna's son. You are a friend of Krishna? No. Nothing. You are father of Krishna? No. Mother of Krishna? Lover of Krishna? God lovers? No. Bogus. No Swarup is. You are servant of Radhika? No. Friend of Radhika? No. Mother of Radhika? No. What you do? Nothing. Marginal. You have to fix your identity, what I am. Why Jesus say, follow me, I will show you the way. Why? Because he know the way, only the sthayi bhav is the way. Your sarup is the only way when you will fix your identification, I want to love from this way to you. That is the only way. That way is easy to develop with the teacher. Teacher means Jesus. Jesus can show the way because he is the teacher, he is in practicing for the way. This is Raghunath Das. He is practicing and he is showing us the way. You understand? This is the way. It's not a human body that you run with one person. It's a soul who moves in different direction to teach us. It's a divine. Raghunath Das Goswami is teaching us the way to be a Manjari, to be a Radhika servant, that you will never doubtful, because this God will spin like a pin of Radhika. You move the spin and say, dance like this, then I will help you. Why? You need help from him, he need help from us, because he wants to anxiously meet her lover, and she is sure, Swamini, what you will say, she will do that. This is the way, this is the way, this is the way. Try to understand. So Jesus' bringing is important here. He sent you here, why? Because he want to teach you this divine love in your life. Understand this. It is no difference. It's no religion. It's a divine way of life. Religion has a different direction, ritual. is a religion. Hindu has also many religions. We do not teach religion here. We need this way, how to make a spin to his lover, and then how to take shelter of her all the time that you can spin the lover how you like. Spinning means how you like, you can do that. Controller of the universe is speed, showing your spinning and he does like that. Yeah. Others talk about the controller, we talk about the spinning. This is the difference between Vrindavan and out of Vrindavan. They talk about they will spin you, and we say, no, we will spin you, my dear. Because we are awesome, he's meant. And outside, they will say, this God will spin you this way too. He is the controller of all universe. What you like. You understand Vrindavan? This is the beauty of Vrindavan. How you think to leave this place? I decide not to even to go to Delhi, my dear. What about Vrindavan? Out of Vrindavan is out of my dream. I will die here. I request to my sons, if I am dying, don't bring me to ventilator to the Delhi. Leave me to die here. I want to die in Vrindavan, this land. Don't put me in ventilator in Delhi. If you want to help me, this blessing you give to me.
Sri Raghunath's life airs reach his throat when he suffers the pain of love and separation. Just then he gets a vision. He's no longer Raghunath. Now he is Tulsi Manjari. Swamini, I have put these hoop earrings above your ears. How wonderful is the slight smile that appears on Swamini's face then. When the spotted moon in the sky sees Radhika's spotless face, scented with the rasa of laughter, he must cry. Tulasi serves without hesitation, and Swamini also accepts her service without hesitation. Is this only a mental concoction? She accepts all service rendered within the mind. Sri Das Goswami personally relished the sweet rasa of devotional service and taught Braje Radha Krishna Prachura Paricharyam Iha Tanu Manashiksha. Elaborately serve Radha and Krishna in Braj. Serve the heart's friend of Sri Radha within the mind. He will accept it all. This mental service is the very life force of the externally rendered devotional service. Srila Rupa Goswami has proven from the Padma Purana that one who always serves Lord Hari mentally has direct association with he who is otherwise not perceived with material words and mind. Quotation from Padma Purana in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. In his commentary on this verse, Srila Jiva Goswami quotes the story from the Brahma Vaivarta Purana about the Brahmin from Pratishthanapura who mentally offered hot kheer, sweet rice, to the Lord, but burned his physical finger by touching it. The condensed form of smarana is dhyan meditation, and the condensed form of a meditation is spurana, transcendental visions.
Yeah, understand. Again.
In his commentary on this verse, Srila Jiva Goswami quotes the story from the Brahma Vaivarta Purana about the Brahmana from Pratishthanapura who mentally offered hot kheer to the Lord but burned his physical finger by touching it.
Because he put his finger in the hot. He is mentally thinking that he is making hot sweet rice. And when he meditates on that, then he wants to check this from his finger. Then his finger is burned. Mentally. And physical finger is burned.
The condensed form of smarana, remembrance, is dhyana meditation.
Dhyana. That is dhyana. Condensed form of meditation is dhyana. And dhyana make you spurn. Enlightenment will come, spurti. All will, it will come unexpectedly to you. That is spurn. Somebody will ask question, you have an answer ready. Spurti, from spurti is coming. It will become slow and then it will become fast. Isfuran. And if the question is new and answer also coming new, this is spurti. Why? This spurti is coming of answer as per your capacity to answer you, that you understand clearly. Many spurti will come, pastime spurti will come, what you like to meditate, that is spurti will come. Spurti means realizations will start flowing. After deep meditation.
Deep meditation, this means forgetting this existence.
Yes. This existence has to be forgotten. For deep meditation, you have to be in your sarupa. Physical body will exist, but you are out of that. Sorry, I'm cold.
Srila Raghunath Das Goswami was a living example of that.
attached to Mahajan Gata Supanta. We have to follow these Mahajans. And why Abhut Prabhupada and Narayan Maharaj, they all want to bring here. Anandas Babaji is bringing here. We have to prepare from the different classes, preparatory, what you say, junior classes, higher classes, college, then we enter in PhD. This is the PhD course. Now, you come for this center, you prepared from other philosophy, that will block you, but you have to come out from that. Philosophy will block you for realizations, from meditations.
And what's actually then the difference between meditation like yoga pit and this meditation of Raghunath, which is
like this Raghunath. Is yoga pit. What is yoga pit? Your east place where he lives, that is yoga pit. This meditation point, you have to meditate that your Radhika place is this. And this is the circle of that. All they are near to that. That is the meditation. You see, all this circle is there. Panchatattva and circle is this. So this, all the circle nearby, all they are close associate. They are living together. And you can also come part and parcel of that. If you, in that meditation, you step by step, like this, it's a flow. It's not too serious to be only one point. It's not a Vaidhi bhakti, it's a raga bhakti. Anytime, anything can flow to you. Vaidhi bhakti, this is the rule and we have to follow that. This is not Vaidhi bhakti. Radhika bhakti means what flow is coming, I have to be there in
meditation. Does this mean that in some moment two different kinds of sadhakas can same vision come?
Different kind of sadhaka, when they will try to go for this, they will get the same vision.
Tune in.
But if the desire is different goal of life, then it will not come. It should be that one goal, all sadhak will get the same. They all are enjoying because they want to go for that. If one test will come again and again, you will try to go for that. And more tested. But it's rare because only possibility is in Vrindavan. You cannot get it outside. Because outside sadhakas talk about God. Inside of Vrindavan, they talk about Radhika, love. And the right way to close with God is love. You cannot go without love to the God. You cannot go without love to the God. God is only reachable by love. And when love is coming, that is Radhika. You talk about Lakshmi and you not remember Lakshmi, goddess of fortune, and the form of Lakshmi. How is this possible? Similarly, when you talk about love, you have to see the form of the God. And this is Radhika. Any more?
It is mentioned in Bhakti Ratnakar that he became sick one day, Raghunath Das Goswami. So Vitalnath, the son of Vallabhacharya, called for a doctor who said that Raghunath Das was suffering from indigestion. Vitalnath, who knew that Raghunath Das was renunciation personified and that he hardly ate anything at all, refused to believe that. But the doctor insisted. Raghunath Das then confirmed the doctor's diagnosis, saying, "It is true. I had mentally offered sweet rice to Radha and Krishna, and I mentally ate too much of the remnants of their enjoyed food." This is one of several occasions in which the mental contact with God becomes physically manifest.
To believe that how this can come to be together. One time Rupa Goswami lips are cut. They are asking, "How this cut? You are very chastised. Devotee, you never go any place, you have no your family. How this lips, somebody cut your lips? What happened?" In night time, the Vilas Kusum Anjali start with this Guru Prabhu. Raghunath Das Goswami is looking to Rupa Manjali. He cannot say that Raghunath Das Goswami, maybe some parrot come and bite her lips. He cannot say. Happened? What happened? Krishna and Radhika, they are meeting and Rupa Goswami was there. Because always they are in this Radhika service, and Krishna cut the lip of Radhika. And this sign come to Rupa Manjari. And then they see the real lip cut.
Like the
biting flower, to the
like the flower and the bud.
Yeah, bud, flower, oneness. This is oneness. What we understand from Bible, the merging is no oneness. Living separately and I feel the same thing. This is oneness. Merge means what you will feel. More.
Yes.
In a vivid vision, Tulasi places hoop earrings above Srimati's ears. Srimati is still absorbed in the placing of the jewel string on her left arm. Her body consists of bhav, and it is as if she searches for someone with her restless eyes. Tulsi attracts her mind by saying, "O Chanchalakshi, restless-eyed girl, hey Swamiji, Jew, your eyes restlessly go here and there, mistaking every object to be Krishna. Hence, I call you Chanchalakshi, or restless-eyed girl. Swamini says, Tulasi, for those for whose sake have you ornamented me? Tulasi replies, I will make Urasatru, who agitates all the gopis with his matchless, all-attractive beauty and sweetness, spin around like a disc. When he cannot find his beloved anywhere, he will come to you, spinning and spinning. That Krishna, who is very anxious to meet Radharani, is very dear to the Manjaris. The Kinkaris are very proud of the sweet form of their mistress, and they say, I will bring Murasatru here, spinning like a disc, by attracting him with these disc-shaped hoop earrings. In Purva Rag, a duti describes Shyamasundar's condition to Srimati when he anxiously searches for her. O Radhe, when Krishna sees the golden garland of champak flowers that Subal gives him, his mind trembles and tears of passionate love flow from his eyes. O beautiful, fortunate girl, your form always awakens great love in his heart. Day and night, he murmurs, Vrishabhanu Nandini, without saying anything else. Although hundreds of thousands of fortunate girls speak sweet words to him, he does not listen to them, even in dreams. He can only pronounce the first syllable of your name, Ra. But out of ecstasy, he cannot pronounce the other one, Da. His eyes carry streams of tears. That jewel of men rolls on the ground. Who can describe his distress? Govindadas submits this news about Krishna to your lotus feet. Know that he feels miserable and that only your grace can destroy his suffering. Tulasi says, although it is just an insignificant ornament, it will still cause Krishna to spin around after I put it on you. That was my intention. I wanted to agitate him and make him spin around like this, searching and searching for you until he meets you. Krishna is very dear to the Manjaris when he becomes anxious to meet Sri Radhika. The heart of the Kinkari is filled with pride when she sees the sweet form of her mistress. And she says, these disc-like earrings will make Murasatru spin like a disc and bring him to you. How many hundreds of experiences of Krishna Tulsi gives to Swamini in this way? The word Mayaka in the text is a sign of humility. I am not qualified to serve you, but you are all merciful, and you have accepted the Sevika. Alas, although you are anxious to meet Shyama, I have not been able to bring him here. How unfortunate I am. Despite all this, you are full of love, Premamayi, and I have placed these disc-shaped hairpins above your ears to pull Shyama towards you, spinning and spinning. I will agitate even Murasatru, who can agitate all the gopis. In the night of the rasa dance, the gopis personally expressed how agitated they were by seeing Krishna's beauty and sweetness. Verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10:29-39. O beautiful one, when we saw your beautiful face, flanked by pearly locks and beautiful earrings dangling on your cheeks, your nectarian lips, your glances that are beautified by slight smiles, your strong, rod-like arms that grant fearlessness, and your most attractive chest, we became your maidservants. How amazing is the way in which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu relished this verse later in the mood of the gopis. Krishna's face that defeats the lotus and the moon has spread out a net and has placed the nectar of his smiling lips in it as a bait. The girls of Braj come there, fall in it, and become his maidservants, giving up their homes and their husbands. O friend, Krishna behaves like a hunter. Not counting what is virtue and vice, he steals the hearts of the doe-like gopis through different means. His dancing makara earrings shimmer on his cheeks, and their dancing steals the hearts of the girls. His smiling glances are like arrows that pierce their hearts. He's not at all afraid to commit the crime of killing women. Krishna's broad and raised chest that is decorated with the goddess of fortune and the Srivatsa sign is like a dacoit that is expert in turning the minds and the breasts of hundreds of thousands of Brajadevis into Hari's maidservants. Krishna's long and strong arms are like bolts. They are not arms. They are the bodies of black snakes, penetrating in the holes of the gopis' breasts and biting their hearts, making them die of the burning poison. Krishna's hand palms and foot soles are cooler than millions of moons, camphor, venamula, vetiver, and sandalwood pulp. Anyone who touches them just once has the burning sensation of Cupid's poison destroyed, and therefore all the girls desire this touch. Tulasi prattles, although Shyama can enchant the gopis in such a way, the ornaments I decorate you with will enchant even him. The acharyas performed bhajan and they also preached. They were exemplary in both. They closed the door of the house and cried, and sometimes they wandered from kunja to kunja and cried. The Mahajans sing. They wore only torn quilts and torn outer garments on their bodies, but their mouths were always singing Radha Krishna. Sometimes they cried, sometimes they laughed, sometimes they floated in loving ecstasy, sometimes they begged some food, and sometimes they fasted. For some days, Sri Rupa and Sanatan begged alms from door to door in Braj and glorified all of Lord Gauranga's qualities, calling out to him, O Lord, O Lord. Then they gave this up and began to eat just fruits and roots, looking for Radha and Krishna in every kunja. Anxiously they cried out loud, Radha Krishna. This they maintained for some days. For some days they meditated 22 hours a day, and slept only 2 hours under a tree. But even then, they dreamt of Radha and Krishna, always singing their names. In this way, they would not waste even a second. How am I spending my days, having gotten acharyas like that? By doing bhajan, some realizations will come. The reflection of the forms, qualities, and pastimes of the divine couple will be attained, as well as the awareness of the flavor of their compassion. The Goswamis say that the best practice is to become attached to the pastimes of the beloved deity. The mind will slowly but surely proceed towards Swamini's lotus feet by hearing and chanting about these pastimes. After Sri Raghunath placed the hoop earrings, the vision stops, and this makes him cry and lament. Oh, restless-eyed Radhe, I submit my desire to your lotus feet. I blissfully want to decorate your ears with astonishing disc-shaped hairpins. They will easily cause that black moon Krishna, who enchants the minds of all the gopis, to constantly spin around like a disc. I am very eager to witness such a beautiful scene. And this ends verse 38.
Radhe Radhe Govinda.